Good afternoon. Middle of Chaf. So the last thing we said was that when we invested, if we have taivas, desires, it's very convenient to say, oh, chas v'shalom, they would say there's no God, because then you're allowed to do whatever the heck you want. There's no responsibility, there's no accountability. Shemati, so this is very interesting. Shemati, middle of Chaf. Chever, let's, we have a chabur, we got to get the other chever, man. This is, you know, let's get it bigger and bigger and bigger. Let's go. Shemati, shezu atam shematzino arbein hashim hamaminim bedatus maleos hevel v'rik ve'en makashim shum kushios. There are many people that believe in a whole slew of religions that are very empty, and they don't ask any questions. U'mitzad sheni kam yehudim makashim al Torah v'mitzvos. Many Jews that do ask on Torah mitzvos. V'kasher lehem lamin ba'mitzvos haTorah. And it's difficult for them to believe in the truth of Torah. So what's the reason? You have people involved in all these religions, it's all good, they never ask questions. And we know Jews, we ask a lot of questions. Why? Because many religions, they don't demand anything. There are no rules, there are no obligations, there are no responsibilities. They bring pleasure to their believers for many reasons. But the Torah, now we could go. The Torah demands the 613. V'shaletzis al kol chelik mechaim shelanu. And it has rulership over every chelik of our lives. V'lachein teva adam hu lishtadeh lishtameit mimenu. Therefore, the nature of a person is, he will attempt to remove himself from those obligations, from those rules, in a very false way. So as a result, he'll ask a lot of questions. They don't want to do it. It's not real. It's not authentic. And he starts to ask questions, because then it's very easy to allow yourself, to fool yourself into not doing it. Do we have time? Should we stop here? Up to you guys. Whoa. Well, keep going. That was scary. V'yesh l'das. Don't ever ask that again. See, it was bad. Let's go. V'yesh l'das. Sh'shaychot sh'adam yimsor nafsho l'avodah zara shalo. U'mimikol makom mitchai b'nafsho avoro. We have somebody who could literally sacrifice for his avodah zara, in quotes, and even risk his life, lose his life in the act. It says in the Gemara in Yuma, Kavur Gemara Yuma, Maisi b'tztuki echad she'itkimi b'chutz v'ichnis. There's a story of a certain Sadducee. The Sadducim famously denied the validity of the oral law. They only took the Torah shebichtav literally, and they were terrible because they broke and deviated from the Mesorah, and they said we only have to believe in the Torah shebal peh. So this Sadducee, what did he do? He was the Kohen Gadol. He prepared the Ketoros outside of the Kodesh Kedoshim, v'ichnis, and then he went in. And the halacha is, it's the opposite. Shalok adina Torah, shesrich ha-kohen gadol, litenek Torah salamachta, achar shenichlatz the Kodesh Kedoshim. It's not true. The halacha is, the Kohen Gadol has to put the Ketoros on the machta, on the coals, after he enters. So this Sadducee did it in the wrong fashion. V'yasameach simcha gadol. He was very happy. He did the wrong thing, based on his perverted version, and he was really happy. Pagabo aviv amrle b'ni avabi sedukimanu mityarinanu minaprushim. His father encountered him and said, my son, even though we're tzedukim, we still fear the Purushim. The Purushim were those that kept to the oral law, kept to the Mesorah. Amrle, what did the Sadducee say to his father? Kol yamai hayati mitzar al pasuk zeh. My whole life I was so troubled, distressed over this pasuk. Ki be'anan ere ala kapores. In a cloud, I will appear on the ark cover. V'amarti matai v'olidei v'akimenu. And I said to myself, the Tzedukee, when will the day come and I could fulfill this verse in the Torah? Achshav shebal liyadi lo akimenu. Now that the opportunity presents itself, I won't fulfill it? Tzedukee made up this whole incredible lumdus, saying it was his life mission to fulfill this pasuk, so of course he's going to fulfill it. V'davar pelahu shad Tzedukee masar nafsho ba'ad mitzvato. The Sadducee risked his life for his mitzvah. V'amar mamish kilshuna de Rabbi Akiva. He said the exact language of the famous Rabbi Akiva. Shamar b'shas mesiris nafshal kedushas Hashem. Rabbi Akiva, when they were flaying his flesh with iron combs, and the time he gave up his life of kiddush Hashem, what did he say? Kol yamai hayai mistar al pasuk zeh b'chol nafshecha. My whole life, I was troubled. Could I really fulfill the mandate that you have to love Hashem with all your soul? Afilu notel neshmatcha. Even at the moment when Hashem's taking your life, you have to have a love, a dedication, a commitment, unwavering faith to Hashem. And Rabbi Akiva said, Amarti, Matayev Oli Deva Akimenu. Rabbi Akiva said, my whole life, when will the opportunity present itself? V'achshav shebal li'idi lo ekimenu. Now that it comes to my hand, I'm not going to be able, I won't fulfill it. I ain't there, the Gemara Brachos. He used the same language of the great Rabbi Akiva. Umaya sofo shel to tzeduki amrusham. What was the end of this tzeduki? Lo yemim yamimu atim at shemet. A few days passed and he died. V'huto ba'ashba, he was thrown to the trash. V'ayu toloim yotzi mechotmo. And worms were coming out of his nose. Not a glorious ending. V'hatam, sh'av sh'hamamim sh'kavanas l'shem shemayim. He believed he was l'shem shemayim. He was fulfilling a mandate of God above. Mikoma kom kol shitosav hayam miyusadim al ritzono shel sheker. His whole shita, it was all based, it was all founded on a will of falsehood. It was sheker, because they didn't do the oral law. It was an agenda, it was a bias, it was all based on sheker. Shelo bikesh be'emis l'kayim ratzon aboyere. He didn't really want to do the ratzon aboyere. So he made himself, he disillusioned himself, he came up with this whole plan, and he was all righteous, and I'm a tzaddik, and I'm a geshmak, and I can do a mitzvah. But it was all founded on falsehood and deceit. Lachein anshu gadol min tzoa. His punishment was too great to bear. Sheishkiyat kochosav b'chaim shel sheker. Because he invested all this strength in a life of falsehood. Wow. We could delude ourselves and say, I'm doing it for a mitzvah, I'm l'shem shemayim, I'm from the ribon, shalaylam, I'm stark. But we have to be honest with ourselves. Is it really stark? Are we serving ourselves, or are we serving Hashem? Whew.